From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. I would expect nothing but good news from Main Freight.
And you will not be disappointed. How about that, eh? Yeah, look, by way of disclosure, Mike, this is a company that JMI Wealth has been very favourably disposed to, I think for over 20 years. Share price went through $50 yesterday, $51.30 I think it closed at. 5 years ago, Mike, share price of $15.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. Strong management team, they've all got skin in the game, and they're there for the long haul. I suspect it's the only NZX company that's got a 100-year vision as well. So look, they've been working away steadily to become a global logistics company. They've made mistakes along the way, but if you look at the share price over the last 20 years sort of plus, you can see they've got it right with a great degree of consistency. Now, they had an investor day yesterday. They delivered a trading update at the same time. This is for the six-month period. Strong numbers. No sign of executives selling out of this company, Mike. Estimated revenue 7.2% ahead of the same period last year. Profit 23% ahead despite the coronavirus impacts this year. $1.6 billion worth of revenue for the six-month period. So these are unaudited results, Mike. The audited half-year results will be available from November the 11th. In terms of outlook, positive outlook, demand improving pretty much everywhere. Look, around half the company's revenue comes from their Australia and New Zealand operations. Locally, what they've been seeing is supply chain disruptions, and it's actually benefiting Main Freight. In their words, there's a flight to quality and efficiency, which is them, as they say. Also seeing an increase in outsourcing as well, so profit in New Zealand up 8.9% above the previous estimate. Locally, they're opening new branches, they're opening a new warehouse, just running around the world, and because they are a global company now. Europe, they're seeing steady conditions, still plenty of COVID uncertainty in the European region. Aussie business is strong. The US business, that's been a bit difficult, but it is improving. Share price yesterday shot up $2.80 to $51.30. That's just under 6% gain on the day. You've got a market capitalization of that business now, Mike, of over $5 billion. Bruce Plested, Don Braid, they're still there as top shareholders. And great New Zealand success story.
Fantastic story. Huge expectation on Prime Day.
Oh, yeah. Now, I want to talk briefly about Amazon Prime Day. We mentioned it yesterday. It's actually 2 days, but who's worried about semantics these days? This is the start of the big shopping days coming up, and it's almost, I don't want to say it, Mike, because it's only October, but it's almost the start of the Christmas shopping season. God forbid, we're going to go there already. So you've got Black Friday, you've got Cyber Monday, and then you've got the biggest day of them all, Singles Day. That's championed by Alibaba. That's in early November. Now, Amazon created this sales event 5 years ago, and that was to rival Black Friday. It's normally in July, but we know that nothing is normal about 2020. It didn't happen in July, and October is the new July, Mike. We all know that. If you don't know what it is, you buy a subscription to become part of Amazon Prime and you get additional services, become a Prime member, allows you to participate in Prime Day. It's a US thing. But with all of these things, Mike, there's a heightened interest this year because of the level of the coronavirus disruption to the economy, to the employment. And apparently, Mike, the International Council of Shopping Centres released a survey last week, at the end of last week, saying 3 out of 4 shoppers plan to shop earlier this year. This is in the US because of health and safety concerns. I don't really know. I haven't been able to find out how Prime Day is going. We might have to wait until tomorrow morning. But it got us talking in the office yesterday, Mike. How do you think local retailers will go this Christmas?
Well,
we think it could be a good Christmas.
Yep.
You can't go away. Your house is worth more. We actually think the retailers should probably do reasonably
okay. Do not underestimate the psychological aspect of rewarding yourself for a tough year either.
Correct. And we got 5G turned on in downtown Auckland. But what was missed out in all of those press releases? It's in Takapuna, the sunny North Shore suburbs of Takapuna and Milford as well, Mike. The new financial hub of Auckland, Takapuna. We've got the 5G now. I just need a phone. I haven't got a phone that works. I need a new phone.
Go get yourself a little iPhone 12 with no recharger or plug or anything. Go for gold. Now, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, under a little bit of pressure today, down 115 points, 28,565. That's about 0.4%. The S&P 500, 3,492, down 19, also about 0.5%. NASDAQ under a little bit more pressure, down 112, 11,750. That's about 0.95% fall. The FTSE 100 down 35, 5,935. The Nikkei, 23,626, so that was up 25. Shanghai Composite, 3340, down 19. The ASX 200 lost about just over 0.25% yesterday, down 17.6179. But we had our 11th positive session in a row, Mike, up 90 points on the NZX 50, 12,554, up 0.72%. I've probably put the commentator's curse on it now. On the currencies, the Kiwi dollar against the US and the wholesale markets, 0.6658, 0.9290 Aussie, 0.5665 euro, 0.5112 pounds, 72.03 yen. Gold, $1,903.69. Brent crude, $43.01.
Have a good one, mate. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it. From jmiwealth.co.nz.